When the pandemic hit, shelters didn't make sense for people experiencing homelessness, and federal money allowed the city to do something it'd never done before: house people without shelter in a hotel. Jeff Bennett is Deputy Mayor of Community Development for Indianapolis.
It was never meant to be permanent. It was meant to be a bridge to whatever came next.
While people stay in private rooms with no hard deadline to leave, care providers connect them to wraparound services like food and financial guidance. Bennett says it's well known this holistic approach works, and this was the city's first opportunity to really go for it because it had the influx in federal money.
Like, we didn't have to spend weeks or months or years convening, you know, working groups to figure out how to spend this money. We were able to just say, hey, we have a plan that calls for housing first.
The Housing First model argues that people need stable housing to address the issues that knocked them off their feet in the first place, like unstable work or personal tragedy. The hotel is near the old Indianapolis airport at the five-story Crown Plaza. I met Almarie Taylor in its lobby. She got her room here a few months ago.
I have a really nice room. I have a couch, a king-size bed, a TV, a bench, refrigerator, microwave. You know, my room came with that.
Taylor found herself without housing last year after her fiancé died unexpectedly.
We had planned to move, and right then I didn't have my disability, so I became homeless right away. It was a shock. It was scary.
She spent a few weeks at Wheeler Mission before a caseworker pointed her towards the hotel.
And when I got in here, I was a mess, crying and everything. When they do place you, do you know they furnish your whole house? You get everything you need. I just see Miss Barbara Lopez. Miss Barbara!
She calls across the lobby to Barbara Williams, one of many staff at the hotel that connect residents to other needs, including important documents and transportation.
See, she stops and talks to everybody. I told
you. Williams is with the local Housing and Urban Development team and says in all her years of social work, there's never been an opportunity like this.
If there's one good thing that came out of COVID, it is the fact that we have all this funding to provide where we don't normally have a fifth of this funding.
She says people need more than shelter to get back on their feet.
You can't do it without an entire holistic approach. And then we have case management where somebody walks alongside them for a year. If anything happens, if life happens, we help you along with that.
These service providers sit in hotel ballrooms at folding tables, readily available for residents to sit down and talk and get help. The day I visited, residents were being given tablets. Manager Kathleen Bowers works for Aspire, the provider coordinating services at the hotel. She says at the time of this reporting, an estimated 500 people have utilized the program, about 200 of them now permanently housed.
I mean, one of the coolest things is when I sit in there and a resident comes running in to one of the staff out there and is like, oh my God, I just got housed.
Bowers says the hotel also provided a safe place for people to heal.
You know, having the safety, the place that you can go and lay your head at night and not have to worry about the outside world, I think, has just given people the emotional leg up that they needed to move forward.
The hotel stopped taking new residents in July and will close in September. Providers are trying to find housing for all current residents who want it. Residents who do not connect will still be offered help to find housing and other services. City officials say the resources that made the hotel possible are likely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.